Candace McKibben is an ordained minister who serves as the director of faith outreach at Big Bend Hospice. But this reverend says there are lots of reasons to party during the month of November.
We are celebrating National Hospice Month, Aging with Dignity's 20th birthday, and Big Bend Hospice's 35th birthday, with an event at Goodwood at the Carriage House on November 5th from 6 to 7:30.
And what better way to celebrate all those observances, McKibben says, than to recount the tale of a very special life.
The event is called Driving Miss Norma, and it is the story of a 90-year-old woman who was diagnosed with uterine cancer 2 days after her husband of nearly 70 years died.
I know that sounds like a sad and horrible tragedy, but McKibben says that isn't the way Ms. Norma's story turned out at all.
She was asked by her son and daughter-in-law, who happened to have retired in their 50s and were nomadic and traveled across the country in a motorhome, if she wanted to come with them on their journey. So rather than taking the surgery and chemo and radiation that the doctor prescribed, she decided she would like to go with them on this journey.
Thus, says McKibben, began an extraordinary sojourn for all of them.
They realized in the course of a little over a year some of the dreams that Miss Norma had for her life. They got to know each other better. It is a delightful, heartwarming story that they've written. And now the authors are coming to be with us here in Tallahassee on November the 5th to share their story.
McKibben says the story even has a little bit of Sunshine State connection.
In Florida, and part of their travels, they went up in a hot air balloon. She said, "I don't know how I'll get in the basket." And a very large employee of the balloon company just lifted her right up and set her in. And she rode a horse for the first time at age 90. She was the marshal in a parade. She got to do so many amazing things. And, you know, when I first thought about it, I thought that's kind of fairy tale-ish, not something that we can do. But what they tried to do was simply be attentive to the things that they knew their mother wanted.
Which is the whole purpose of this coming Monday evening's event.
There are lessons we can learn, and we'll learn those on November 5th at Goodwood at the Carriage House from Tim and Ramey, Miss Norma's son and daughter-in-law, who will also have their standard poodle Ringo with them, who was Miss Norma's sidekick on that adventure that they took around the country.
And if you need even more reason to celebrate, Monday night's event is free. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.